about the divine principle, the eight textbooks, and also our true father's life and the providence. And there's a very important value as well as important philosophy that we're going to learn. If we you understand this, you'll be able to understand as well the divine principle very well, and also our true parents' books. So from today and tomorrow, we will start with that. Secondly, it will be the whole of the eight textbooks, the teaching material, we're going to have more detailly. So this is very important. The third part will be about the foundation day. So I did prepare about the foundation day as well. And the first thing I did was, I know that you guys are very curious about it, but we'll have it. So again, in the Unification Church, we are learning the divine principle, not the rules, but because the rules were made by people, but the rules were made by people, and the principle was made by God, so it doesn't change. So again, in Chompyong, in the seminar, we learn about the divine principle and the principle. If you know the main thing, then it's easy for you to understand. And because I believe that you guys can be able to understand many of those things, I will also teach you about the foundation day, and you'll be able to understand it very easily. The foundation day, in reality, in the end of April 2004, his true father spoke about it. It was the first. So after the first year, second year, and third year of Chonilgu, I know you guys know a lot about the. So of course it's the first day of the beginning actually. So the first thing that's going to happen is the wedding of God. So God will use the body of our true father and then come in on earth. And secondly, all the people that have already received the blessing, all of our blessed couples will again receive the blessing. Thirdly, so again, all of us, all the blessed families will become, will have there'll be a big celebration as Chonilguk citizens, and it will be a time that when God will be able to by himself actually put or help us enter into the Chonilguk. So again, the true father's life, the eight textbooks, as well as all the story of the foundation day, will actually help us to be able to understand how we have to live till the foundation day. So again, after the foundation day, how we should live, what we should do, and what we should do till then. So, I know it's a very short time, but I will speak a lot during this time. So there's something I want to ask you a favor for to you guys. I know you guys have studied a lot, but the divine principle Everything that's coming in this workshop will not always be from the divine principle. They will be from various different texts as well. So firstly, the first thing we're going to learn will be the meaning of the eight great textbooks. So in 2010, the True Father proclaimed to the Unification Church members about the eighth textbook, and also he dedicated it to us. And up to now, it's actually so. As we're going to learn first about the eight textbooks, if we're going to learn the basics of that at this hour. So this PowerPoint, every one of you will receive it. So it's quite, this has been arranged so that everyone can receive it. So I think when we finish this, probably you guys will receive it as well. So then don't have to worry, you can use it. So our True Father, when he spoke about these eight great textbooks, when he received it from heaven, what did he say? He said these eight textbooks will be the scriptures for us, the Unification Church members. So as these eight great textbooks are, it's not a very easy, simple thing. So how do we have to live? It's not a book that will just learn how to live, what to do, but we have to know that very clearly. So the people here on earth as well, it's not a book that where people here on earth as well can be able to understand it just by their mind, by just reading it like that. It is basically represents our true parents. So this will be basically representing our true parents of heaven and earth. He's telling me to translate well. So in our true parents, also, it's not a simple moral scripture, it's not a simple book of ethics. It is a scripture of true parents of heaven and earth and humankind, and it includes the creation, the fall, and recreation. So these are the, so just like it is a, so then recreation is after Adam and Eve had fallen, and they could not, just the road of how they had to go before the fall. So this eighth grade textbook will help us to understand about the restoration. And that's why we're speaking about the recreation. Restoration and recreation. So the eighth grade textbooks, again, so I'm going to try and explain very simply about this eighth grade textbook. So in 2010, on the 19th of January, so there were seven things. So in Las Vegas, True Father explained the first time in Las Vegas about these eight great textbooks. And in 2010, on the 2nd of on February, on 7th of February, or sorry, it's the 2nd of July, he was a dedication to God. Basically, everything that he has learned from God, he actually said that he could be able to make this 8th grade textbook and offer it to heaven. And then on the 19th of February 2010, again he proclaimed this to the world leaders in Chongpyang. So one thing I want to talk about is so before he actually publicly said about it, 1 week before I received it, before he announced it publicly. And what was not in those 8th grade textbook at that time, we didn't have the family pledge at that time. And so at that time I asked the True Father myself. He said at that time, so again, True Father said, when I talked to True Father, he said, okay, let's actually make, let's add the family pledge into the 8 textbooks. So if we see, if all the books that we have, most of the time the family pledge is at the very beginning of all our books. So now this, we also have the family pledge in this book because we have, sorry, so he said, we have the family pledge in most of the books, at the beginning of most of our books, so that doesn't mean that we have to have a family pledge in the beginning of this book as well. So you, as you know, the family pledge is just one page, but because it's quite important, he's just added it again. So again, the family pledge is is part of the constitution and the rules of our lives. So because it's very important, he's repeating it as to how it came about to be in the 8th textbook teaching materials as well. So again, he proclaimed in this 2010 on the 19th of February to all the world leaders. So again, when he was in Chongpyang doing the Hundokhae, before True Father could even receive the first bow, the first thing he said, let's read together the first thing he said. We achieved everything. You came, Manse, reign of tranquility and prosperity. You came, Manse. So again, you can see this is the core of everything. We achieved everything. So I know you're gonna learn even more in the following slides, but about the first Adam, second Adam, and third Adam, what was the special thing about them? So both of them were basically in the position where God could actually directly teach them. But so after they received these three people that could actually receive the teachings from God directly, they could only actually practice what and actually bring about what we at the time could understand, we human beings at the time could understand. So again, what happened to Adam? Adam, because he fell, he couldn't continue. And then Jesus, what he spoke, Jesus' main teaching was about the personal restoration. And he couldn't teach about family. But then true father actually created a family, and then in front of the world and every, he actually not only just one family, but he created so many families around the world. So from what he could achieve, this is again what we could understand. He explained in the language that we could understand. And in these 8 textbooks, he actually created these 8 textbooks for us to be able to understand clearly the teachings of God. So again, Adam and Eve were completely were taught by Adam and Eve were taught directly by God. Yeah.
3
great blessings.
그렇죠?
Yes. Yes. Answer, guys. It wasn't the archangel, was it? It was God directly that was teaching them. So after he, because if they could actually substantialize it, then again, true father. So, for example, everything that God taught to our true father actually has made it come about. Compared to Adam and Eve, and compared to Jesus, that couldn't get to the, that couldn't do everything. So, because our true father could actually make all everything that he taught, he could be able to actually make it come about. We could understand. That's our language, so we could actually follow him. So when a true father, so it's easy for you to understand that actually when true father received all this, when we understand, when we actually he transmitted it to us, we could be able to understand it happily. So let's read this one together, the dedication prayer. We offer. So here, so if you see, what's the difference between the text and the teaching materials? Do you know? Answer. So then I would move then if you guys don't know. So the most important thing is textbook is only God and our true parents that could make it, but the teaching materials, it is after. So basically, the teaching materials are people that, like us, that have actually learned and understood the textbooks that can create, the things that we can create after we've learned the textbook. So then the textbook is made by God and true parents, but teaching materials can be made by us. So this 8th grade textbook, the dedication ceremony of this 8th textbooks were first given to Moon Hyung Jin, and that was in 2008 on the 18th of April. So when the when Hyung Jin received it from our true father, there were 3 things. The first thing was the speech. So he first received the word. And what was the most important thing? It was like from now on, straight exactly from directly from our true father Moon Hyung-jin, the leader of Unification Church, could actually now teach directly to us, the members. So it's very important, this point. So basically, we are in the position of the archangels. He is now teaching us the divine principle. So the president is teaching us the divine principle. So, of course, firstly, after he, the next thing that was given to him was the possibility for him to actually organize a blessing. So again, so then again, in 2010, for 120 days, the world leaders from all over the world came and received a workshop. So what's the difference between workshop and seminar? Basically, so for example, so education is when directly you actually can receive from a God, and then so the understanding directly and listening is from this education is when it's about understanding God, when God is actually speaking to you, and that is education. So, so who was giving this education at that time? It was Reverend Moon Hyung-jin. So you know, he was very respectful and very, during this 120 days, in very humble situation, he actually went back to our true father to and got some more guidance. So then with the words, let's return to Jongsong and the words, he actually again spoke. So even up to now, there was an next thing of let's return to Jongsong and the words and the world and to world leaders through President Hyun-jin-im, we could actually continue this actually continue living in this life of understanding the eight grand textbooks. And now it's going through the whole world. In 2000, for during 10 days, there were many important things that happened, and the true father was in America, and there were different things that actually true father had used while he was in America for 44 years. And those items, there were more than 1,000 items, and they were given away. And what true father said about this was, the three most important things that everything that true father used, like clothes, shoes, hat, those three important things, like holy body, holy things used by true parents, holy words spoken by true parents, he said all these are the same. So our true father can go at any time to the spiritual world. So everything that True Father used, the whole world, if no one can actually take and receive it, but because I am completely, I'm going to live eternally in the Word, it means that everyone can actually So again, True Father lives in these 8 grand textbooks, and he also lives in the divine principles. So even if our True Father goes to the spiritual world, we can keep him with us personally all the time by living and following and reading these 8 great textbooks. And so basically the holy words spoken by our true parents. So the 3 things are, so these 8 great textbooks from now on, he said, please take care of this 8 great textbook more than me at this time, because I am living in those textbooks. I am in the Word. And so basically, if we study these 8 great textbooks, we will be able to understand how True Father has lived. And if we want to be able to be like our True Father, we have to, of course, know case by case how True Father has been, and understand and go into the Word and understand it. So this, while as we study this, as we study those 8 great materials textbooks, we can be able to actually understand and be like our True Father. So one other thing we have to know is the divine principle. For example, let's know the difference between the divine principle and the 8 great textbook. Do you think it's the same or not? Answer. Yeah, it's different, yeah? So here, the divine principle. So when the divine principle was, when God, it's a book that God used when he was creating it was the blueprint, was what God used when he created the universe, when he was creating the whole universe. And so basically, it was the plan, creation, the plan for creation. So that is what the divine principle is, sorry. That's what the divine principle is, the blueprint of God for the creation. So it means it was there before the creation, yeah? So when God created this, when God created the creation, he had this idea, and for this, he knew exactly how he wanted to make. For he had the plan how he's going to create the world, how he's going to create. So again, the divine principle then is the idea of how the creation should have been. And because it didn't work, again, True Father, God is making all the efforts all the time, so everything now to make it happen. And that is, so after God has created, so before, so before So, okay, once he created the divine principle, he realized, he said, okay, this was exactly a plan. How I am going to do everything, how I'm going to create the world, what's going to happen next. And basically, he used that divine principle, God used the divine principle and followed it plan by plan. So, of course, the divine principle is the subject. Because, and then at that time, God was the one who created it. So if we look at the divine principle again, exposition of the divine principle. Sorry. So again, in the exposition of divine principle, so it's the. There's the fallen. So in the exposition of divine principle, we've got that we have the fallen. The chapter 2. We're talking about chapter 2 now. Do you understand? So if Adam had not fallen, then they would have just lived in the principle. Yeah? They would have just lived in the principle. So this is the divine principle, is basically the plan. The divine principle is the principle. What is the one from the divine principle? One is God. It's what God created. So of course it is not a rule, but it is something that God had made before. It's made by God. There's only one. Because there's only one. Because there's only one rule, no one can change it. It is the law of God. So what's... So again, it's not something that is only going to be given to the Unification Church members, but it's going to be given to every other person in the human race. So it means that everyone... everyone can understand this formula, even people that don't believe in God. So again, it shows that the true God is the subject. So it's the universal value means basically everyone can understand this. So based on God, God actually helped. So it's the divine plus the principle. It's a formula, not a doctrine. And God could apply this formula to everyone universally. I know that as you already know this, I'm going to go very quickly on that. So if you see this, you probably understand. You guys have to see this. So in we have a spiritual self and a physical self. So again, we have the divine mind and the spirit body. But in the exposition of the divine principle, how is it said? It is spirit mind and spirit body. That's how they say it.
True Father never mentioned about spirit mind. Divine mind.
Normally it should have been divine mind, but we have the spirit mind and spirit body. So that's exactly what True Father told to us by himself in English. So that's very important. So if you see the original Divine Principle, the original textbook of the Divine Principle,
1952,
this Divine Mind was after, because that when Adam and Eve had fallen, they didn't have any strength. So because they were under the control of Satan, and God, Satan was actually their subject. So then that's when Divine Mind came about. So then what is conscience? Conscience is the general term for Divine Mind. Because even here, everyone in the world, when we are trying to explain the people of the world, they can understand this conscience. So what does that mean? So before Adam and Eve had fallen, God, by himself, so it was the mind that God had given by himself to Adam and Eve before the fall. It's heaven's mind. So God, when God wants to find human beings, where does he go? So even in the Divine Principle, we speak about the spiritual self. And that's where, that's not the spirit mind. So again, it's a divine mind. That's where God speaks to us. So, I put something in a small chart about the spiritual self and the physical self. So we have, of course, the spiritual self and the physical soul. And we have God's Hyunsang and Sungsang. So God, when God is looking for the human beings, we say that we talk about spiritual. So of course, this heavenly mind is the Seng So. When God is looking for us, Seng So is the vital elements. So that's true love. So again, when God is still looking for us, he still uses the same divine mind. So where is that saying so? It is actually a tool so that God can actually come straight and talk into us. So all these three little things are all one thing, and it's the blood lineage. So then that's why I say sexual. This is very important. So, so the most important thing when for God and human beings to be able to come together, it is always the blood lineage. So we, the spiritual self, is the spiritual mind was not existing before the fall, because it was one. And that's what True Father found out. But so we have the divine mind. So we have divine mind that is in the New Eight textbooks. In the Garden of Eden, who taught us about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden? Who taught Adam and Eve there? Was it Lucifer? Was it the archangel? Yes. And then, so basically, the archangel was not supposed to teach, he was supposed to report. I wasn't supposed to teach in that way. So they, Adam and Eve, should have learned directly from the creation. And then as well, there are two things that God taught directly to them. It was, don't eat this, don't do that. And it was, don't eat from the fruit of the tree of good and evil. But Adam and Eve, so when God taught to Adam and Eve, in what language did he teach them? In the language of heaven. And Adam, of course, Adam, after practicing this, could change it to human language, and so that we can understand. So this was. So what you understand from God, what they could understand from God, they had to translate it in human language.
So,
during the 8 textbooks, our true Father actually changed or learned, showed or portrayed about in human language how we can live. So it's not Korean language that's important. It is how True Father lived, True Father's life. So what was the language that Adam used? Things that he learned directly from God, and he could translate in human language for us to understand. So if Adam had completed himself, then the descendants if Adam and Eve had completed themselves, perfect themselves, would it be easy for the descendants to understand the divine principle or not? Answer. Yeah, easy, yeah? Because of course they will understand directly human language, of course. Yeah? So, but us, because we learned, so we had to know that we didn't learn from the archangel, we learned directly from Adam. So what's the difference between learning from Adam and learning from the fallen archangel? So anytime we learn from the archangel, we are not learning directly from God. But Adam, for example, that's what he did. So just like I explained earlier, Adam, Jesus, and our true Father, they had a similar point. So because I explained that about a similar point, I'm going to move on. So then true Father, again, I explained to you, could actually perfect everything and create this 8... So again, I told you about the 8 textbooks, that inside the 8 textbook there's the blueprint of God. And as well, it's very important. So these 8 graces are words proclaimed from substantial self of divinity. It's a formula of which there's only one in all heaven and earth. Also, again, one only formula. There cannot be two formulas. So this 8, before these 8 textbooks came about, the before the human being could understand, because before it was translated in a language where human beings could understand. Before it was done that, we only had the blueprint of God, but then after this, now we have the absolute value as well, a universal value, so that we can all understand through these 8 great textbooks. So everyone all over the world can read the divine principle and understand. So again, we've got the divine principle and the exposition of divine principle. So in 1996, on the 17th of July, there was the exposition of the divine principle, and before that, it was always divine principle. So, in people, there was a wrong translation. People thought that EDP, exposure of divine principle, is the divine principle. So, if we looked at history, there was the writing of the original. So this one, original divine principle, one bon means original textbook of the divine principle, and that was in 1950 to 1952. So during 365 days, True Father, you with the pencil, actually created this original divine textbook directly as a script, receiving directly from God. So this one was directly written by our True Father by himself, and that finished in 1952. And how long ago has been that? It's already 60 years. Can you see that? But up to now, so there are even many members that even know that this kind of original textbook existed, divine principle textbook existed. Yeah, many people don't know because it hasn't been published. It's the interesting thing. Is that the people that first came, the first people that came to the Unification Church, they copied it. So around 4 people, actually could copy this original divine principle and understand. And then the people that came later actually copied from those people. But so this original divine principle text could up to now hasn't been published. Sorry, he's asking about I've stopped talking. So in 1957 there was an explanation of the divine principle. So this explanation of the divine principle, when it was being published, certain things that was in the original textbook, things that were a bit sensitive, things that the people in the world could not understand yet, had been removed. So, the explanation of the divine principle. So, secondly, that explanation of the divine principle was very difficult, even for Koreans. So, to make it more understandable, we created again. Of course, the original divine principle was very hard, so even for Koreans, so explanation of divine principle was created. But even that, things like the change of the blood lineage were also hard to understand, and they are very well explained, the original divine principle textbook, but because it was very difficult for us to understand, we have the exposition of the divine principle that came about? What is the main reason why it came about then? It came out for the leaders of the Unification Church, so that we, as leaders of the Unification Church, can take this exposition of divine principle and teach people on the world. So basically, it was created to teach Christians. So that's why mostly in this exposition of divine principle, there are lots of things about explanation on the Christian, explanation of the Bible, sorry. Explanation of the Bible, so that we can be able to teach. So in the original divine principle textbook, we have 54 quotes on the Bible. But in the exposition of divine principle, how many are there? Do you know? It comes up many times, every time. So, in the old, did we have anything about Adam and Eve? Was it within the Old Testament or the New Testament? So, if you understood, if you had understood the divine principle, the original divine principle, would you have to study about the New Testament? Or would you have to study about the Old Testament? It's because of the people at the time that we have to have more about the New Testament. So at that time, because the foundation of the Unification Church was very weak at that time, and people could not understand the divine principle completely at that time, it was recreated that way. So in 1996, in English, when they made a new divine principle, it was called Exposition of Divine Principle. And also the President of the Unification Church, Hyun Jin-nim, he said, let's go back to the original divine principle. So because there are many things that have not been explained in this in the other textbooks. So, I've explained to you about this explanation of divine principle. It was basically so that we leaders can be able to teach people in the world. So basically, what So everything that God has been wanting to teach humankind and everything that True Father has been wanting to say is also not there in the exposition of divine principle. Things cannot be, not all of it can be there. Do you understand that? So you have to really study True Father's speeches. So there are many important things that we have to learn. The most important things is like true love, absolute sex, absolute value, and things that are not in the divine principle. Those new terms and new terminologies, there are so many. So things that are not in those divine principle textbooks, again, because there are so many of them, those we have to learn them. So this eight. So in the. So first, the first things that the different things that have been in the eight textbook materials, the first, the age of the wheel. There was also the age of explanation of our divine principle, the age of the exposure of divine principle, the age of the family pledge, the age of Chansongyeong, and the age of Pyeonghwa Shingyeong. So if you only study the Pyeonghwa Shingyeong, you can understand all this, everything. So again, this is the time of HSAW. So that's Family Federation. So I can't really see the slides. I have to just listen. So that's making it really difficult. I'm sorry. So so at the moment, there's been more than 600 textbooks that have been created and preserved. So we have the selection of the True Parents World, the exposure of TP, the Chansongyeong, the Family Pledge, the Pyeonghwa Shingyeong, True Family, Gateway to Heaven, Honor of Peace, Honor of Lineage, World Scriptures. So there's so many, I'm just going to go over it. Today we're going to learn some and tomorrow as well. So this is things that I've actually taken pictures of inside my research office. So I have one of the sets that's in my office, one is in my house. So these are just pictures of... So if you go to actually to the Cheonjeong-gung, with Cheonjeong Palace, you can see them. So again, in front of True Father, in front of so these are the different pictures that were taken in different parts of, some were taken in Cheonjeong-gung, some were taken in my house, and it has really made True Father happy that we could have all these collections already. So Wonli Kanlon, the divine principle, was created in such a way that the people in the Christian could be able to understand. So we're gonna. So the next thing is EDP. EDP, we have it as well in English and Korean. So these are some pictures of that. Then we have the Chansongyeong. I'm sure you guys all have it. Then we have the Gajeong Mengse, Family Pledge. And it's just a one-page thing. And then you guys know the Pyeonghwa Shingyeong. It was made in 2005, and when the UPF was created, and now there've been over 17 textbooks. I don't know how much more has come out, but it came first in the past as peace messages, Pyeonghwa Shingyeong, Pyeonghwa Hungyeong. But this Pyeonghwa Shingyeong is up to 17 messages, and they are also plus the spiritual world messages. And the main core of it is about what God had taught to Adam and Eve before the fall. And then the next thing, it was a true family, and the way, gateway to heaven. And before it was just how can true family enter heaven? But it's been changed to true family, gateway to heaven, sorry. So there are two versions. So one is the original and one is the summary. So then of course only the summary has been translated. So, yeah. Sorry. Then we have the World Scriptures. In the first one, in the 1930s, they were it was created, and then the next one was in. So it's basically in three stages. The final one is has got like 90% of most of what our true parents has spoken about. So it is one of the next one is we're going to talk about is the autobiography of our true father, and this now there is a second edition to it that has been that is what we're working on as well. So the 17 messages, 17 peace messages have also been put in one book. And so, these peace messages can help us to, once we read it together with our true father, to receive the blessing directly from our true parents and be able to chase Satan and then from us. So, but this has been created in such a way that actually Satan, so that Satan cannot. So the proclamation of this message will help us to be to have Satan away. Like you know, Satan cannot and should not be able to give any message. God. God should have been the one to give the messages, and as well as the good. So when True Father was giving these speeches, God's Spirit came. When he was proclaiming the word, God's Spirit came and was actually with him. And because he was living in him, even if we don't understand, even if we don't understand very well, when we read the 8th text book teaching material, then it will be transferred onto us and help us. So True Father, with this 8th text book teaching materials, so it is a result. So why did True Father go to the prison more than 6 times? It was in order to be able to create as well this 8 textbook teaching materials. Then, just like I told you before, he said, "I am in these 8 textbook teaching materials. So if you want to meet me, then you have to be able to do hundoke. And if you do that, then you can be able to meet me through the hundoke." And it's not. We shouldn't think that it's hard to receive directly from our true from God, because once the word becomes one with us, once we respect the word, once we let the word be our subject, then it can have direct dominion. And when we live this way, then of course that's direct dominion of to us. So when we do hundoke, when we study these 8 teaching textbook materials, because we are studying this, True Father is here with us even in Frankfurt, because we're studying this teaching material, so you can understand it that way. So again, God and our true parents, like I said before, I'm in the GP and the GP is in me. So instead of the because there's so many things to read, instead of just the family pledge, we can also we can receive this, we can receive the peace message number 17, and as a peace, instead of just reading, we can read the, in order to be able to be bequeathed by this A textbook, we have the 17 speeches as well as the Peace Global Citizen, the autobiography. So again, as you know, God will be embodying the first blessing. In order for the blessing to happen, God will have to use the body of human being, and then the process of Adam becoming substantial with God. So how does God become one with human being? These are the kind of things we can understand if we actually read these 8 textbooks. So these 8 textbook teaching materials will, because they explain exactly how we can be able to receive from God, how we can be able to receive from and live with God. It's very important. So again, when we are, so this is how, let's read this together. That's what's written in, let's read together. I'll be the owner of certificate of the teaching textbook materials, bequeathing commemoration. There might be some of you that might have received this with a sign, a signature from our True Father. If you had done 120 days seminar about the 8 text teaching, the 8 teaching textbook materials. So again, the conclusion is very simple. It's a true parents of heaven and earth and humankind are alive in the teaching textbook materials. The teaching textbook material represent true parents. There is no perfection in ignorance, that you have to know for sure. Believe, know, and you live together. So what you have to know? You have to know the divine principle. You have to know that only that God speaks to our true parents, and our true parents has been translating to human language for us to understand. No other ways. So it's only through our true parents, only to our true parents, that the God has spoken to, has revealed himself. So that, as True Father said, God. So if you hear people say, God told me, is that real or not? No. So God only speaks to our true Father. So in 1997, on the 14th of September, he said, believe, know, and live together. So when you know, when you believe, you can know, and when you know, you can live together. We can live together. So then he'll proclaim the time of Hundoke. And he said, in that way, we can learn and we can understand. So again, with the divine principle, for example, it only tells you how, when the Messiah come, but actually, outside of the divine principle, the other textbooks, then you can understand how he lived, what he did. So you should know about that. Yeah? So then it means you have to study the speeches. I will just pray and close. Our most beloved Heavenly Father, yesterday, more than 86 people have come together, and then they want, in order to be able to get ready for the Foundation Day, they've come up here to be able to learn and listen to this. And then today we started with the 8 teaching textbook, an introduction of this teaching materials. And this is how we're really grateful that we could end this first hour like this. And then our true Father, we could understand how our true Father has actually given us these this revelations, and then we can learn as well how he lived after and how he lived during the time. And we really is very sorry that we did not know all this before, but now we believe that you are here together, and that together that you can come and teach us directly during these lectures. I really pray and ask this in my name. Thank you.